Join us on Shifting with Shefali to connect, shift, and integrate to create a life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Shefali will share her wisdom, teachings, and processes to inspire and enlighten you to a new way of being. Each show, Shefali will help you shift the blocks, limitations, and negative energies that have kept you from experiencing a life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. A life where you shine in your magnificent brilliance. Shefali is a healer, intuitive coach, author, and entrepreneur, as well as the host of the popular global telesummit series, Awaken to Happiness Now. Are you ready to shift with Shefali? Are you ready to shine your brilliance?
Hello and welcome to Shifting with Shefali here on Om Times Radio, where we connect, shift, and integrate to create a life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Thank you so much for being here with me today, live or listening later. It is an honor and privilege for me to connect and be of service to you in this way. And so for those of you who are new to me, I'm just going to share a little bit about myself. So I had the perfect life, or so everyone thought. I had a nice house, a good husband, wonderful children, supportive family and friends, and a good job. A secure government job with a pension and security. Now, how many of you thought that if you had everything you wanted in life, you would be happy? Well, I thought the same thing. So after suffering in silence for over 20 years, I realized that the entire world that I had created did not align with my true joy and happiness. I finally acknowledged that my life did not make me happy. I was feeling empty and dissatisfied, and I decided right then and there that I would have to change my life no matter the cost. So over the past 5 or 6 years, I have left my marriage and found true love. I left my government job and now work in a career field making a difference globally, and I am absolutely loving it. It brings me so much joy. So I am a transformation consultant and catalyst for change, and I help people to awaken to their fullest potential and transform their lives. As you heard in my intro, I'm a healer, speaker, and author, and a life and business coach, helping spiritual, heart-centered healers, speakers, and holistic practitioners to get more clients and help spread their message globally. And as the host of Awaken to Happiness Now, a global telesummit series, I host 40-plus speakers in the Human Potential Movement to share their wisdom, teachings, and processes to inspire and enlighten you to a new way of being. And we're just about to launch Season 8 in the next few weeks. And you can find out more about me by going to my website, shefaliburns.com. So today, I really want to talk a little bit about what is shifting? What does that mean? And do we even need to shift anything, right? And what are some of the tools that I have used in my life to shift, you know, dramatically? And I'll be honest, I did a lot of things, right? So I'm on a mission to inspire and self-empower you to live authentically in joy, ease, and love, and to realize your full potential, live the life of your dreams, and access happiness in every moment. So I really truly believe that life is meant to be happy and filled with joy, light, and laughter. So I'm passionate about helping you to discover and connect to your shine signature, which is the core of who you truly are in your personal and business lives. Your shine signature is unique to you. It's your presence, your core. It's what makes you you. It's your inner being, your beingness. And it really is time to be who you truly are. It's time for you to shine. And so starting today, like I said, I'm going to share with you the things that I did that turned things around so dramatically in my life. And I'm going to share inner work and physical steps that I took to shift my energy and get in this massive flow of presence, creation, and abundance. And the first step is about that presence, connecting to that presence within. So I literally threw everything I had at it. At it meaning my life, right? So working in or on your business, your relationship, money flows, it really isn't enough if you're not working on you. So being a devoted personal development enthusiast who has read hundreds of books and taken countless seminars, I'm deeply passionate about spirituality, energy healing, and connecting with the authentic self. I've been meditating and working with energy for over 25 years. And in this process, I've discovered that happiness can be yours in any moment and that you can live your best life. It just takes courage and a desire to make different choices. So like I said, I'm going to share some tools with you that I use to raise my vibration, change my mindset, and keep my emotions elevated. And yes, Some days I used all of them, and I still use them every day on a regular basis. And I recommend these to my clients all of the time. And I'm just, you know, still surprised that how wonderfully they work and how quickly they can shift your energy. And when I talk about energy, what am I talking about, right? What am I talking about when I say shift your frequency? What am I talking about when I say raise your vibration? So many times we get stuck in a negative emotion, a negative feeling, or negative thoughts. And how can we shift those so that we can start to make different choices? Because it really is about making that different choice. But that different choice from a place of love and not fear, right? From a place of connection and not separation, you know, from a place of joy and not desperation. So we don't always have control over our situations, but we do have control over our thoughts and our actions and our reactions. So are you thinking positively? Are you thinking negatively? Are you looking at limitations or possibilities? Do you know what the number one regret of the dying is? It's more like a wish. I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. And, you know, this is one thing I believe in very, very strongly is live the life that's true to you. What makes your heart sing? What brings you joy? You know, what lights you up? What brings you that passionate feeling? Do that. And it's always about, you know, following that feeling that makes you feel good. And yes, you know, Abraham talks about this all the time, right? Follow that good vibration. Do what it takes to get to that good feeling, right? And it really is true, because when you're in that feeling of joy, you're in a more expanded state. And from that expanded state, more things are possible for you. You can think clearly. You can feel more clearly, right? So this could be an opportunity for you as well, if only you can keep an open mind, right? So how can you change your mindset right now to be more positive and open when you're going through a change or a stressful time? So, you know, here are some guidelines that I've been using for a long time to help you remain in a more positive state and able to handle anything that comes your way. So, for example, be grateful for what you already have. So write down three things that you're grateful for every day. And if you know me, you know I've told you this. You know I've said this over and over again. And it's really important to actually write them down and feel them in your being. So writing them down makes it concrete and physical, because let's face it, we are living in a physical reality, right? So you need to anchor that feeling in. You need to anchor that expansiveness in. You need to anchor that gratitude and appreciation into this reality. So it's really important to do that. And meditate for at least 10 minutes every day. And what is meditation? It's only connection, connecting to who you truly are. It doesn't have to be more complicated than that. It's about taking some deep breaths and connecting to your heart. If you can feel your heart center, put your hand on your heart center in the middle of your chest, just connect there for a few minutes. It doesn't have to be more than that, right? And keep your thoughts and words positive. Yes, we always have, you know, that monkey mind that comes in, and sometimes it thinks, you know, things that we don't necessarily like and we don't necessarily believe, but because we keep hearing those thoughts all the time, we tend to believe them. So, you know, what I say now to those thoughts that come into my head, thank you for sharing, but I choose to think something different. So when that negative thought comes in, you know, I say cancel, delete, and thank you for sharing, and I replace it with something positive. And then I really, truly try and feel it within, right? So go to the heart space and feel it from there and affirm it from there. And listen to inspirational music, uplifting music, or whatever makes you feel joy and happiness. We're trying to shift that vibration. And exercise or walk or do yoga regularly. And this doesn't have to mean an hour power walk. It could be 10 minutes around the block, right? So just 10 minutes around the block is going to shift your energy. And when you're out in nature breathing in the fresh air, you are in a different state, right? So you'll start to feel different. And for me, what happens is when I go for a walk, I suddenly get more creative. I get creative ideas that just come to me and I just feel more expansive. And so then I can create more because, as we all know, you know, I'm a creator of magnitude. I'm always constantly creating something, right? So it's wonderful for inspiration. And drink more water and eat more fresh fruits and vegetables. And I talk about this all the time about drinking water. You need to be more hydrated. Are you drinking enough water? If you say yes, you're not. Drink some more. So this helps to move the energy, right? Because let's face it, you are an energy being as well as a physical being, right? So you need to move that energy, and water will help to move it and help you ground more energy that's coming into the planet right now, as we all know about. So you're probably wondering if I actually do these actions regularly. And yes, I can honestly say that yes, I do. Maybe not every day, but regularly. And I am more positive and calm when I choose to follow these guidelines. I have more energy and I radiate more peace and calm to those around me. I'm able to go with the flow and see possibilities instead of limitations. You know, like that word, I can't. I don't like that at all. It's like, nope, I can. So it helps me to see what else is possible for me. Right. And sometimes what else is possible that I haven't even considered? You've heard that. I know you have. So I look to the future with expectation and joy instead of fear and anxiety, because I have that trust within, because of my meditation, my connection to source, that practice gives me the trust that when I have that feeling of joy and I feel good, I trust that feeling and I follow that energy and it's never let me down. Whenever I follow that energy, it always becomes really magical. So magical things have happened in my life, as some of you already know. And it's because I had the courage to follow that energy and trust that energy for myself. And you could do the same. So, you know, try out any of these steps and you'll see the difference in yourself almost immediately. So I'm just going to repeat them again quickly before we go to commercial. And, you know, they are, you know, to be grateful for what you already have, right? Write down three things that you're grateful for every day. And I mean, write them down and feel them within. Meditate for at least 10 minutes every day. And that could just be sitting and being present, focusing on your breath. Put your hand on your heart and just focus there. Keep your thoughts and words positive as best you can. And when you find something negative coming up, stay, cancel, delete. Thank you for sharing and choose something different. Choose to think something different. Listen to inspirational and uplifting music or whatever makes you feel joy and happiness. And exercise, walk, or do yoga regularly. Like I said, even 10 minutes of walking is going to help you immensely. And drink more water. That's the biggest one for me, drinking more water. So I drink a lot of water, but not enough, right? So I'm still always saying, drink more water, drink more water. And so we are just about to go into break. And when we come back, I will share some more wisdom and teachings with you. Thank you.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour, as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers, live, on air, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Welcome to The Gathering Around My Kitchen Table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, everyone, and we are back. This is Shefali Burns with Shifting with Shefali on Om Times Radio. So I'm going to now share with you my number one tool. So we talked about those six tools that I use on a regular basis, but my number one actually is gratitude. And this is the one tool I tell my clients all the time. I ask them to do this all the time. If their life is not shifting and moving in the direction that they want, this is the number one tool that I get them to do. And so it is gratitude. So I write in my gratitude journal every day. And it takes only about 10 minutes to write down three things that I'm grateful for. So what does it mean to have an attitude of gratitude? And what exactly is gratitude? And how can gratitude change your life? So gratitude to me is being grateful and thankful for everything in our lives. This includes the people in our lives, the lessons and challenges in our lives, the things that bring us joy and comfort, the basic necessities of life, etc. It means not taking anything for granted and accepting and appreciating what we have and who we are right now. So a lot of times people want something in the future, right? I want a better job. I want more clients. I want a better relationship. Okay, that's great. But are you happy where you are right now? Or do you appreciate what you have right now? Because the key is to appreciate what you have now and move forward in your dreams and desires for the future. So having an attitude of gratitude shifts our awareness from what we are lacking to the abundance that we already possess. And with regular practice of gratitude, you'll feel more positive, balanced, calm, and peaceful. And by practicing gratitude, we become aware that we are part of a greater power. We expand our awareness and in the process become more humble. We become lighter and we feel more free. For myself, the most important benefit of practicing gratitude and having an attitude of gratitude is that it keeps me positive and happy. Even on tough days, there's always at least three things that I can find to be grateful for. And if I'm having a really bad day, I can read past entries in my journal to remind me of what is really important in my life and all of the goodness that I already possess. So being grateful instantly changes my perspective and I can go on and have a great day. So what it does, you know, it's about really feeling that gratitude, that expansiveness deep within, right? In our soul, in our being. And then once we start to do that, we will start to find little things that we're grateful for. So for example, today I was talking to a friend of mine who called me and I'm so grateful for that she called me because I haven't talked to her in a while and she thought of me and that brought me so much joy, you know, and we were talking and I said, oh my goodness, I see a red cardinal outside. It's absolutely beautiful, you know, and I said, I was so grateful for the presence of the cardinal. And she said that she sees red cardinals all the time. And whenever she sees one, it's a sign for her. It's a message for her. So it was like we had that connection going, right? But I was so grateful to have that happen while we were speaking. It built something real for me. And, you know, the past couple of weeks, I've been talking to a lot of my listeners from my show, Awaken to Happiness Now, and they're sharing their stories with me. And I'm just so touched by them and who they are. And, you know, taking the time to speak with me has been wonderful. And I so appreciate their presence and their support and their love and their kindness and generosity. And, you know, something like that, you know, once you start to feel that expansiveness, once you start to feel that joy, it brings me to tears. I'll be honest. It brings me to tears. But what happens is that my whole energy field opens, right? My heart expands even more than it already is. It expands even more. And in that space, when you're in that space and you dream of your future, you dream of what you would like to create, nothing is out of your reach. You are unstoppable because at that moment you are tapped in to source, to creation, and you can create anything you want. So the thing is, it has to feel good to you, right? So we've said that before. It has to feel good. What does that mean? So sometimes I tell my clients, you know, ask yourself a question. If I choose to do this, what will my life be like in 5 years? I use that all the time, right? And I say, and see what comes up. What's the energy like? Is it light? Is it expansive? Does it feel joyful? And if the answer is yes, then take the next step towards that. Follow that energy. See what else happens after that. And for me, whenever I have done that for myself, and I do it constantly, my life, like I said, has been truly magical. You know, I'm the host of a global telesummit. And, you know, originally when I first had that opportunity, I had asked that question. I said, if I choose this, what will my life be like in 5 years? And yes, this is an Access Consciousness tool, process, but I use it all the time and it works magnificently. And so, you know, I got that expansiveness, you know, and it's like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to try it and see what happens. But it was scary, you know, it was scary because it was something brand new for me, right? So it was scary, it was exciting, it was something brand new. I didn't know what I was doing, but that energy felt fabulous. And so it's like, I'm going to follow that energy. I'm going to stick to that energy. Whenever I feel down, I'm going to focus on that energy. Whenever I feel confused, I'm going to focus on that energy. Whenever I feel stuck, I'm going to focus on that energy. And I did that. And, you know, it's been quite successful. And I used it recently, you know, I use it all the time, but I used it recently when I was going to Vienna, right? Vienna, Austria. And I've shared the story with my listeners, but I was going to Vienna, Austria in February. And I had asked the question, okay, if I choose to do this, what will my life be like in 5 years? And it was very expansive. It was very joyful. And it made me feel really good. So it's like, okay, good. I'm going to go. I booked my flight, bought my tickets, everything. And then my mind started thinking, oh, but you're going to inconvenience so many people. You're going to inconvenience your listeners. You're going to inconvenience your speakers. You know, it's like, oh, maybe you shouldn't do this. So then it's like, okay, maybe I won't do it. And as soon as I had that thought that I won't do it, I felt really heavy and really depressed, actually. And it's like, oh, this does not feel good at all. So then it's like, I decided, okay, let me go back to that feeling of joy and expansiveness and light. And I decided to go to Vienna, and I went, and it was magical, truly magical, better than I would have thought. I loved it, absolutely loved it. And the experience was great. And I'm so glad I didn't listen to my monkey mind. I'm so glad I didn't listen to those thoughts that were saying, no, don't do it. I'm so glad I listened to my heart and I followed that energy that said, yes, this will be good. And so that was one experience recently, right? And it was so much better than I would have thought. And so now, you know, that's two examples that I've shared with you where I have used it, but there's many, many more. And that's one of the things that I find really important is to follow the energy of what makes you feel good. Right? Because when you're in that feeling of feeling good, expansiveness, joy, you are connected to source. So when I keep talking about your shine signature, your core, your beingness, your true essence is of joy, of ease, of love, of happiness. So the more you can connect to that, feel that, experience that, express that out in the world, the happier you will be and the more successful you will be, depending on what you call success, right? So these are just some things to keep in mind as I'm talking about shifting your energy, shifting your thoughts, and shifting your vibration. So when you're in that state of gratitude, like I talked about, you're shifting your vibration. You're raising your vibration to a state of expansiveness. And in that state, if you can maintain that state for those 10 minutes, you can create magic. And, you know, we've all heard the part about, you know, if you can focus on something for 17 seconds, that's all it takes to create something, right? So if you can focus on something for 17 seconds and that focus is in that expansive state, yes, you can create it. And like I said, it always has to feel good. So when I started to do this show, you know, when I had first thought about doing my own show on Om Times Radio, I had seen a post somewhere and I got an intuitive hit, that expansive feeling, right? That light, that joy. It's like, oh, interesting. Huh, I don't know what this will bring, but let me follow this energy and see what happens, right? And so here we are now. So it's all about following that energy, feeling that energy, and truly being in that energy more and more all the time. So whenever you're feeling down, your emotions are not what they should be, right? They're not positive, they're not uplifting, and you're feeling down, do something to shift. Anything, right? If that could be talking to a friend and laughing. So I'm not going to talk to a friend and cry because that's just going to bring up more of that same energy. So instead, if I can talk to a friend and we laugh and joke, that shifts the energy, right? And so that releases sometimes what's going on. And sometimes, you know, those thoughts and feelings and emotions are not even ours. We pick up on so many things. I'm a very sensitive and empathic being, and I pick up on a lot of people's thoughts, feelings, and emotions. My family, my friends, my audience, you know, it happens all the time. So I have to really see, is this mine or is it somebody else's? And what's the value of it even? You know, if there is a value in that emotion, and sometimes there is, it's for me to see something. It's, you know, to have an awareness of something. Then, okay, but I don't let it stay for very long. You know, I shift it and move it and then move forward. So I actually am a very action-oriented person, right? So I will take action every time. That gets me out of my mind and my depressed state sometimes is by taking action. As soon as I start, that shifts the energy. And so I also have a lot of crystals in my home, in my office, everywhere around me. So these crystals help to inspire me, uplift me, right? Some are grounding, you know, so it's wonderful to have all of them. I also have a lot of essential oils that I use every day, right? So when I'm doing my show, for example, right now, I have oils diffusing in my office, and they are about, you know, confidence, you know, elevation, bringing happiness, and peace, right? So those things, you know, I use in my everyday life all the time. But first and foremost, it's about connecting to the heart space. And we will go through a process when we come back from break to help you to connect to who you truly are, to help you really feel that presence. Because, you know, as this platform, you may know how to do that, but you may not. And this will be a wonderful experience for you to actually feel it for yourself and then use this whenever you need to in your own life. And you can see how simple it's going to be, right? How it doesn't have to be complicated. And how once you feel that connection, you know, within, once you feel that energy, you'll know that really at any time it's available to you. There is no separation. You know, we are connected always to source, to who we truly are. There's no separation from one another either. There is that oneness, right, that we all talk about. So when somebody else feels something, we feel it too, even though we could be thousands of miles away or, you know, across the ocean, but we can feel it, right? And some of us are super sensitive to what's happening on the earth as well. So we feel that. And so sometimes, you know, it's just about grounding into the earth and feeling that earth's presence and energy to help us stay strong, stay powerful, stay in our essence and stay in our core instead of getting carried away by our emotions and our negative thoughts, right? So we are just going to go to break now and we'll be back and do a process. Thank you.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness and action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, everyone, and we are back. This is Shefali Burns with Shifting the Shefali here on IOM Times Radio. And we're going to be doing a little process here just so that you can experience connection, like I said, And I just want you all to take a deep breath. You know, take a deep breath and center in your heart space. And because we are live on the air, there's not going to be a lot of dead air. So I'm going to guide you through this process. Because I really want you to feel first and foremost the connection, right? Connection first and foremost. And then we talk about shifting, and then we talk about integrating. So at the end of the show, I'm also going to give you an exercise that you can start to do on the show and afterwards to start integrating new shifts in your life. All right, so I just want you to take a deep breath in and out of your nose and out through your mouth, and take another deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And again, now, first, I just want you to visualize that you are standing under a crystal clear waterfall. And just let the water cleanse your body, mind, and soul. And the water can be cold or it can be warm, but it's soft. It feels great. And this will help to cleanse and purify your energy field. Okay, now just focus on your heart center and try and expand out to as big as the room that you're in. So if you don't know what that feels like, just imagine. Imagine that you are first, you know, your heart center is as big as your body, right? And then as big, just a little bit bigger, just expand out to the bit, as big as the room that you're in. And then you can even go farther if you can and imagine that you're as big as the house or building that you're in and so on. Okay, so just keep expanding out as best you can. And I'd like you to connect to Mother Earth, to the core, to the heart center of Mother Earth. And you can imagine roots growing out of your feet and going down, 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 deep, 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 down to the heart of Mother Earth. So just imagine there are roots that are now going down deep, deep, deep into the heart center of Mother Earth. Wonderful. And I'd like you to connect to the great central sun, creator, source, high up above the blue sky and white clouds, high up in the cosmos. So just imagine that your heart, your hands are like branches of a tree, and they're reaching up, up, up high to the great central sun. But just to take a moment to just experience that and imagine that. And take a deep breath in your heart center, and energetically you are now connected from your heart to the heart of Mother Earth, and from your heart to the great central sun or source creator. Now, I just would like you to relax and take a few deep breaths to center yourself in your heart, just to feel that stillness in your heart. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Deep breath in, deep breath out. And I'd like you to think of a memory or a feeling that brings you joy. It could be a memory or feeling regarding your child, your spouse, a loved one, being at the beach. It could be how you feel when you're eating cotton candy and going to the fair. Any feeling that makes you feel happy and joyful and makes you feel light. Now just breathe into this feeling and imagine your heart center expanding. Expanding, expanding, expanding to the room or bigger. And really bask in this feeling, in this energy. Can you feel it? Can you feel the expansiveness of it, the lightness of it, the joy of this energy? This is you. So how does it feel now in your body, now that you have connected to your shine signature, your core, your essence, your beingness? So focus on your heart center and take a deep breath through your heart. Notice the difference that you feel now, because there is a difference. And from this beautiful space, I'd like you to send out blessings to your loved ones, your friends, your family, and yourself. And know that you are worthy, deserving, and loved. So take a moment to send these blessings to your loved ones. And blessing really just means that you're thinking of them. So the energy that's going to them just means that you're thinking of them with love and affection. So send out blessings to your loved ones, your friends, your family, and yourself. You can even send blessings to your business. It's an entity of its own. And know that you are worthy, deserving, and loved. Now, I'd like you to take a few more deep breaths. And I want you to start to feel your toes, your fingers, and be aware of your body. And when you're ready, you may open your eyes slowly and enjoy this connection, this spaciousness. This is who you truly are. This is shifting in consciousness, shifting your vibration, shifting your energy. This is shifting with Shefali. And, you know, in this space of connection that we've just experienced, in this space of expansiveness, know that when you're in this space, you can also call on your support team. You know, your support team could be your angels and archangels, your guides, the ascended masters, your loved ones who have passed over. This could be your dragons, your fairies, the elementals. This could be galactic families as well, your lineages, your ancestors, your power animals, your totem animals. And you can ask them to support you in your life, in your everyday life, or something specific. If there's some help that you need with something, you can ask them for help in that. And some of you, you know that we have a huge support team, right? And we are guided all of the time. And if you've never experienced that, then you're in for a treat, because you can experience that just by calling on them and knowing that they're always there for you. They're present. And ask that you always be surrounded by light and love, the highest light and the highest love that's possible for you in that moment. And see, I'm still in that expansive state, and so I'm enjoying this presence that I'm feeling right now. And I ask that you all be blessed with this connection, with this joy, with this presence and this love, and so that you can feel this whenever you so desire. And that we ask for that support, because as you all know, we have free will in this universe, and our support team is only going to help us when we ask for help, right? When we ask for support, when we ask for their presence. So they will be, they're always there, but they will be more present with you once you ask for support. And have a dialogue with them, have a relationship with them, talk to them as you would your best friend. You know, it's just a matter of building that relationship, building that connection. You know, write to them, you know. Imagine that they're sitting in front of you. What would you say to them? So as we're doing this exercise, as we were doing this process, we were shifting our vibration, right? We were shifting our energy. We were shifting our thoughts to expansiveness and peace and love. And so whenever you talk to your support team, you will automatically start to shift your vibration as well. You will start to shift your energy because you're focusing on something more expanded and in an expanded state. You have an expanded state of awareness. And you can ask them to speak to you. And sometimes you wonder, am I really getting the messages, right? And just start doodling. Just start writing down anything that comes to you and feel the energy of it. And as you know, as I'm sure you've all heard, that the messages that you will receive will always be positive, will always be enlightening. And they will fill your being with joy and light and love. And that's how you know that you are in that expansive state. So when we come back in a little while, we're going to do some concrete physical 3D exercises and processes to really understand how to shift your energy, your vibration, and do you really want to shift anything? Like if you're content in your life, then you don't have to do anything, right? You can go along your day and be happy and joyful and wonderful. But if there's something in your life that you're not happy with, it could be finances, it could be relationships, it could be your career, it could be physical aches and pains or so on. If there's something in your life that you're not happy with, we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. and what you can start to do in a concrete way to start shifting that. Because I really am all about shifting energetically and doing something physical to anchor that shift more permanently in our life, right? So we're going to be talking a little bit about that in just a few minutes. But I want to ask you a question. You know, if, and some of you may be saying, well, I don't know what I want to shift. But if you did know, what would you know? Because I don't know is not an answer, right? So if you did know, what would you know? And pick the first thing that comes into your head. So if there was something that you wanted to shift, what would that be? So give yourself a moment to think of that. If there was something that you wanted to change in your life, what would that be? Right? And really get the feeling of that. And I'll share with you this exercise that I recently did, and it brought up so much emotional stuff for me. I was like in tears as I was doing this exercise, and it's like, oh my goodness, there are so many things that I am wanting to change in my life. You know, yes, my life is magical. Yes, it's great. I love it. But there are still some things that are not as perfect or as I would like. Some of it is just timing. But some of the other things are actually things that I have control over, right? So there are some things that we have control over that we can change, that we can shift. And so that's what I'm going to be talking about, those realistic shifts that we have the choice to change, right? And if you haven't, it doesn't mean that you're wrong. There's no judgment here. Just accepting that, okay, I haven't done this yet up until now, but I think now I'm ready to change something. Right? So that's accepting who you are and where you are right now, and then saying, okay, I accept myself. I accept, you know, how my life has gone up until now. And now I choose to make a different choice. I choose to do something different. So what are you choosing in your life? Are you choosing pain? Are you choosing joy? Are you choosing happiness? Are you choosing suffering? Are you choosing limitation? So we will be back after the break, and we will go through a practical exercise. See you soon.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
September 23rd, mark that down on your calendar, put it in your phone, whatever you do, circle that date, 9 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio. Yes, it is the return of the Joe Show. We will come back live with season 9. Wow, 9 seasons. I can only think of 4. Winter, spring, summer, fall, salt, pepper, oregano, and thyme. No, anyways, we don't have that much time. We're going to be back live September 23rd. Don't forget. At 9 p.m. Eastern here on Om Times Radio.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, everyone. We are back. This is Shefali Burns with Shifting with Shefali, and thank you so much for being with me today. We're going to go through a practical exercise, like I said, to really figure out you know, do you really need to shift anything? Is there something you'd like to shift? So this exercise, it's, you know, I'm going to ask you a question. What are you tolerating in your life? You know, what are you settling for? What are you putting up with? You know, so sometimes we think, well, nothing. I have free choice. I'm doing what I want. It's all wonderful. But really, let's say, for example, you are a little bit overweight. You know, is that stopping you from doing other things? Is that stopping you from buying the clothes that you want to buy? Is that stopping you from going to parties and being sociable? That's a good question, right? And if you're not making the money that you'd like in your business, are you tolerating that? Because if you are, it means you're not doing what it takes to bring in more clients, right? So are you tolerating that lack of money? Are you putting up with, you know, lack of clients? So let me ask you, like I said, I did this exercise a few weeks ago and it brought tears to my eyes. It's like, I was surprised. Like, why am I getting so emotional? So some of the things that I had written down, you know, is that, you know, I was working really hard and really, you know, long hours, right? So I was tolerating that because I'm continuing to do it, right? So what are you continuing to do in your life that you don't like? You know, what are you continuing to do in your life that you think you don't have a choice about? So if you are a little bit overweight, and, you know, I'll be honest, I am a little bit chubby. I'm tolerating that because, you know, I am sitting on the couch watching Netflix sometimes, and I'm not going for a walk when I should go for a walk, or I'm not going to the gym, right? And, you know, are there times when I could buy different clothes that I'd like to buy? Sure. So what am I willing to put up with, right? So I'm willing to put up with those clothes that I don't like. I'm willing to put up with, you know, just spending hours watching Netflix, you know? So why? Why am I doing that? Because I don't think I have a choice. I don't think I can get that weight off, right? So are you able to ask for support? So are you tolerating being alone? You know, and being alone means not having the support that you like. So sometimes I don't ask for support, I'll be honest. I should, and I don't always. So I'm tolerating feeling alone, right? Right now, you know, as some of you know, I'm living here in Canada and my husband is in Austria. So I'm tolerating living apart for now, you know, and it's like, yes, it's a choice. Are you doing tasks that are not fun for you? You know, because, you know, let's face it, if you're doing in tasks in your business that are not fun for you, could you, you know, delegate those out to your assistants? Do you have assistants? So do you want to continue doing those things? So this is just an exercise to make you aware of, okay, am I tolerating something? Am I giving up my power to something else? And that power could be Netflix, for example, right? What am I settling for? And is the settling could be doing a job that you don't like, but you think that you have to do it. There's no other way. Whereas, you know, not going to the gym, you know, it's like, okay, I'm tolerating being a little bit plump, you know, because I'm not going to the gym. Because if I was not going to tolerate it anymore, if I wasn't going to settle for it anymore, I would do something about it, right? I would be out there. I'd be going for a walk every day for an hour. I'd be going to the gym 3 or 4 times a week. I'd be eating better, right? So I want you to really sit down and ask yourself, you know, in all areas of your life, don't just pick one, but try and pick everything if you can and get an awareness of where you're settling, right? Where you're putting up with life. It could be a relationship, right? That you've been in for a long time and you think you're stuck, but can you shift that in any way? You know, and for a relationship, you know, sometimes it starts with communication. So are you not communicating? You know, can you shift that? Can you start communicating? So, like I said, these are practical exercises and tools that I want you to start using. So what would it be like for you if you could communicate with your spouse, right? What would it be like for you if you could go to the gym 3 or 4 times a week? How would that feel in your body if you could do that? How would it feel in your body if you could go to social gatherings and feel confident and feel secure? What would that feel like in your body? I want you to get a sense of that and feel that. Because that feeling is what's going to help you to move forward. You know, that feeling is going to help you to stick with it, right? Stick with that exercise program or that program for just, you know, just start walking, whatever it happens to be, right? And there's a reason why. Why have you let yourself go? I'll say that for myself. Why have I let myself go? Why am I not having as many clients as I would like, for example? You know, why am I choosing to be in Canada when my husband's in Austria? Like, why, right? So just try and ask those questions of yourself. Why are you doing this to yourself? And some of those, you know, answers that you get will be justified. And then some you'll be like, oh, you know what? I can change that. I can shift that somehow a little bit. I can start making different choices in my life. So, for example, I could start drinking even more water. I could start juicing. I could start walking. I could start going to the gym. But let's be realistic, right? Am I going to do all of those things at once? Probably not. It'll probably feel overwhelming, right? So the key is to pick one thing that you can do for that one activity, right? So if it's about exercising or losing a little bit of weight, what's one thing that I can start doing right now, right? And, you know, I'll be honest, I can say, okay, I can go for a walk. That's doable. Then, you know, commit to doing that, right? So make that committed decision and action that you're going to do that. If not every day, every other day. But I would try and stick with every day, because sometimes if you say every other day, well, it doesn't happen, right? Let's see what else I had there about that. So for me, some of the things I said was not being fully present. I was tolerating not being fully present. So why am I not fully present? It's just a choice. It's just an awareness, right? So it's like, oh, okay, I didn't realize that I'm not fully present as much as I would like, and I didn't realize that it bothered me so much. Because the reason it's bothering me is, like I said, I became very emotional. A lot of emotions came up for me, so it triggered something in me. It's like, okay, so these are things that are really important to me, right? So these are important, and I have put them aside. I put them on the back burner. They're not my number one thing that I value in my life. And it's like, oh, but I want it to be, right? So when we decide that, yeah, there's something important for us to do and we really want to do it, it's about making it a priority and doing something small every day consistently to start shifting and changing that. So like I said, it all comes down to choice. What am I choosing? Am I choosing a life filled with joy and ease, or am I choosing a life filled with stress and dissatisfaction? And there's no judgment here. There's absolutely no judgment. It's accepting that, okay, well, this is what I'm doing now, and I'm choosing to do something different moving forward, right? So it's accepting that and say, okay, this is what I chose, and now I'm going to choose something different, because we can make a different choice in every moment, right? Or some people say every 10 seconds. So I'd like you to, you know, write down, you know, make a list of, make, you know, a whole page. Don't just stop at one or two. Make a list, a whole page of things that you're tolerating, things that you're settling for and putting up with. Write all of those down. Take, you know, 10 minutes and then go through that list and pick out three or four that really are calling you, that are really relevant to you right now and really important. Like they just fly off the page when you see them, right? So pick those. And then of those, find one action that you can take right now. One simple action. Don't make it complicated, right? So if you said something about not meditating enough, if you're tolerating that you weren't meditating enough, then fine, pick that and just start with 5 minutes, right? Just 5 minutes of sitting down and meditating. If you wanted to be healthier, then pick that and just choose something that will make you feel more healthy. So whether it's walking, whether it's eating better, whether it's going to the gym, whether it's doing yoga, whatever it happens to be, right? So one thing, if it's about getting clients, you could say, okay, I've been tolerating that, so what am I going to do about that? Well, I'm going to go back and look at my list and see who I can call. I'm going to go back and look at my past and present clients and see who I can call to get me some more clients, to get me some referrals, or just to have conversations with people to see what's going on in their life. So do that and then start making that shift, that practical shift to integrate these new energies now. And you'll see once you start doing that, you will start to find that, yeah, anything is possible for you as well. And you can start to shift it and you can start to change it. And always remember to come from a place, from your heart space. You know, you're always connected in the heart. And sometimes we don't know what that feels like. So it's just a matter of you're putting your hand on your chest and breathing in and feeling it there. Just feeling that and you're automatically connected, right? And having that intention. And then from that space, always choose a choice that's filled with love and expansiveness and joy. Not fear. So don't do anything out of desperation or fear, but what feels good, right? So those are some of the things that I wanted to talk to you about today. And in the upcoming shows, we will be having some special guests join me as well to do some shifting on the show with you and different tools and processes that I think will be relevant to your growth and share different wisdoms and teachings from them as well. So I look forward to talking to you again next week, where we will be shifting energy, shifting vibration, shifting our thoughts, and transforming our lives. And that's what it's about. It's about transforming our lives with love and joy and ease. And so I know we're coming to the end of our show today, and I'd like to thank you so much for being present with me. And I will see you again next week. And until then, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Have a great week.